Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Hey there, and welcome to Volume 86 of Radio Free Bongo. I am your host, Bongo Johnny, and in this episode, we're going to start off with some songs that have to do with driving. It's a wonderful thing, driving. The way some people do it, it is an adventure. So, without further ado, let's get rolling with our latest episode of Radio Free Bongo.
This is Dave Van Ronk. He's an ex-blues singer. Take me riding in a car. Take your rod in a car. Take the rod, I'll take you for a ride. Oh, we're going for a ride in a car. Quick crack open the door, boys. Quick crack open the door, girls. Front door, back door, boys and girls. We're going for a ride in a car. Chips in the sky go sailing by. Dogs and the kitty can't walk by. Chips in the skies and the bowling ball. Oh, we're going for a ride in the car. Engine it goes. Engine it goes. I'm gonna zoom you home again. I'm gonna zoom you home again. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Oh, go, go, go. Whoa, go for a ride in the car. Take me a ride in a car. Take you ride in a car. Take you ride, I'll take you for a ride. Oh, I'm going for a ride in a car.
Yeah. just like I said. Well, if I go down nine, you know she bound to put a blanket on my bed.
Ah, yes. Well, truth is strange to me, yes. Even wild truth. Wild truth, things that happen that they supersede and carry on beyond the parallel of your practiced credulity. And you say that lying, but maybe the truth. For instance, one time in Chicago, I isolated myself to the point that I lost my love and my contact with the people. I loved the people, but I couldn't get to them. They didn't know that. Hello. But I loved them, but I suddenly backed away. I broke all those love strands and I tightened up and I had money in my pocket. I had a wheel and a long set of wheels. I had to go somewhere. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to see anyone I knew, anyone I ever knew. I didn't want to meet anyone new. I wanted to be alone. I wanted to... Yeah. And I was drinking of the good juice. Suddenly I decided that I'd go to the Club de Liza. I didn't want to go to the Club de Liza, but I had to go somewhere. So I'm going up State Street in this elongated car. And there's a sweet, dew, wild, crazy, illiterate, smooth, cruddy smaze on the street. And I'm going up State Street, and I'm still locked in. I'm locked in tight. I'm just goofing along, pretty good. And I suddenly feel the shift of the bump of the finger of the bing, and now I have an objective. Said those dirty, lousy, miserable, rotten politicians. All those thieving monsters. Those greedheads. Look what they've done to this beautiful city. Look at these streets. Why, those rotten, foul-headed freaks. Death to them. Just then I hit a little raise in the pavement and I... Boom! Went right over, hung right in the middle of those flat State Street car tracks with my big, fat, bulging tires, and all of a sudden, whap! I had my own railroad. I'm going down my railroad, and it's a beautiful railroad. I haven't stolen it from anyone. Nobody knows I've got it. But me, and I'm feeling beautiful again. Now I've got my own railroad, and I'm the president of the line. And I'm making the first run with the diesel. And I've checked out the ribbon meter and the hoopaleter and the hopnabinata and all that jazz. And everything is cool, and I've just got myself set back. The president of the line, making the initial run, all the tracks clears. Beautiful. That diesel, I wanted to goof. I was still in town, so I'm doing 55. Easy 55 to ride those tracks. Oh, just beautiful. I got my own railroad. It's marvelous. Check, made all the checks and used the radio, telephone and all that. Got everything squared away. And I just sat back for my run. When I looked out in front of me, and on my tracks, me, the president of the railroad, making the initial celebrated run with his new equipment, is some drunken track walker with a lantern going like this to me.
Oh,
Jagger only knew the president was in the cab, there'd be no nonsense like that. Never changed my speed right in at 55. I'm the president. I've had this whole thing checked, you see. And rechecked. And had the checkers check, check, the checkers check, check, check. Now. So I got it right in there, 55. And so like any good cautious engineer, I stuck my head around the beam to take a good clear shot in. And I saw I was right. It looked like someone cleaned out a giant birdcage, nothing more, just a few knickknacks here and there. And I said to myself, see, if I'd listened to that little monster drinking that wine and got off my own track, I'd been back there bumping, bumping all over the place. Thank God that didn't happen. I'd have lost my railroad and everything else. So I go a little further, still doing 55, and I see that the streetcar company, without sending me a notice of any kind, a short note, or a wire, or a radio telegram, or some sort of a gram, have scooped out underneath the tracks. It looks like the Grand Canyon for about 8 miles. I'm still doing 55. And there's only one thing to do there, call attention to the board of directors.
Right.
Of course.
Yes.
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 But right away.
Yes.
Give us an answer.
We will.
Give us a good one.
All right.
Give us one. I want one right now.
Yes, yes. Well, cross everything you've got and keep it crossed and don't breathe any more than you have been breathing, and don't breathe in long breaths, breathe in short breaths, and keep everything cool and feel the tips of the rip of the zip, and right there, don't change your hair. And I made it.
It's about 110 miles, 68 feet, and I looked through the rearview mirror and I saw the lantern go out of the cat's hand.
Boom.
Reflex. And I went down to the corner, and my whole posterior came over my head like an electronic elephant's ear, went ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
I'm going to talk to you about driving, because I've had my problems, and I must tell you about my problems driving. First of all, in different cities. In Los Angeles, who puts up the dip signs out there? Does it make sense to put up a dip sign 2 inches before you get to the dip? You're driving the car, so what's the sign? The sign says dip. If you want to help somebody, put it after you hit the dip, you know?
You just hit a dip. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, in San Francisco, it's a different story. In San Francisco, they have these hills that have got to be the worst hills in the world to build a city around or in or on. It's fantastic. And it's not, it has nothing to do with shifting gears or anything. It's just that these hills are fantastic. They go straight up and straight down. And even with a high dramatic, I've worried at times. I've gone up to the top of some of these things. You get up to the top and the car's still going up. And you say, where's the land, for crying out loud? That's the only time I've ever stood up in a car. Where the hell's the land? And then when I did go down, I went straight down like this. You know, you guys have put the brake on. Are you crazy? The back of the car, flip over this way. And the insurance company won't cover you if you've had a head-on collision with a hill. I'll tell you that right now. They built a street up there called Lombard Street that goes straight down, and they're not satisfied with you killing yourself that way. They put grooves and curves and everything in it, and then they put flowers there where they've buried the people that have killed themselves. Yeah. Lombard Street, wonderful street. So, I had this Volkswagen. A guy lent me a Volkswagen. Now, I don't get along at all with a clutch. That's all there is to it. You don't even have to look for my car if you want to tell if I've been there. Just take a sniff and smell the clutch. That's all. I'll burn out a clutch in a minute. And first gear is not my best friend in the world. That's all. I get the hiccup, how, cow, 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 you know. And, the second gear is not too bad. Third is great. Once I get in the third, I'm not shifting back for nobody. That's all. I'll run over a guy before I have to go back into first gear again. Forget it. Boy. So I'm driving around the city, and I had to take this hill because they put up a detour sign. So I said, well, if I'm going to take this hill, I'm really going to take it and get right over it, boy. And I gunned up the motor. Ah, 20, 60, 80. Brrr, I get up to the top. I'm ready to go over. I look to the right. Somebody put a stop sign up at the top of the hill. And I said, you got to be kidding me. Nobody in his right mind puts a stop sign up at the top of a hill like this. I figured the city didn't do it. Some nut went out to the Army-Navy store, bought himself a stop sign, he's got a spyglass, looks through it, look, Martha, we caught somebody down there. So I'm caught, and I put the brake on. And I know if I'm in a hurry, I'm going to lose my right leg because all the blood's draining down to my hip. And I figure the time it takes me to get off of the brake and get to the accelerator, I will have drifted into the bay. And if you die that way, they won't let you into heaven. You go up, you see St. Peter, says, how'd you die? Me and a Volkswagen drifted backwards into the bay. You go to hell. So I said, I better give it a try. I look in the rearview mirror. Now there's a car behind me. Well, I don't want this guy to know I can't drive. So I said, come around, idiot, come around. He can't hear me because he's busy telling the guy behind him, come around, idiot, come around. They caught 13 million of us on that hill. And we all made an agreement. We put on the emergency brake and we turned it into a used car lot. So we did.
Even with a flat tire, I like driving.
Driving set tonight with a rare one. This was Bob Dylan, along, of course, with Dave Van Ronk, covering Woody Guthrie's Driving in My Car, recorded in 1961 at the Gaslight, which was a club in the Greenwich Village section of New York City, and a frequent hangout for Dylan and Van Ronk back in those golden days. After that, we had Bob Dylan alone with From a Buick 6. We followed that with the wig-out hipster Lord Buckley recounting his adventures of driving in Chicago with My Own Railroad from 1959. We followed that with Driving in San Francisco, the stand-up comedy routine done by Bill Cosby in 1965. After that, we had the British group Madness with Driving in My Car from 1984. And we finished up the set with Drive-In, The Kinks, from the Arthur album, 1969. Well, now that we've had our drive, we'll quicken the pace a little bit and pick up some speed. Here we go.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's from a big break. The stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say I was taking it hard when she wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow when I may break right down and fall. Well, the race is on and here comes pride at the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. I try not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Prelude scratched for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. One day I adventured in love, never once suspecting what the final results would be. How little we fear waking up each morning, finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, I wound up in second place. Well, the race is on and here comes pride at the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Who looks crashed for nothing's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Thank you. checkered flag, checkered flag, checkered flag for Harry Braff. Checkered flag, checkered flag, checkered flag for Harry Braff. Checkered flag, checkered flag, checkered flag for Harry Braff. Checkered flag, checkered flag, checkered flag for Harry Braff.
With his dying breath, they heard him say, she can hear him. Pennies and I saved my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409. Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up,
409. Giddy up,
409. Giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines. She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction
409. 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
The little old lady from Pasadena. Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias. But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock car. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady.
Little old lady from Pasadena.
She rides her bike and she drives her bike.
little blue scoop. You don't know what I got. She's my little blue scoop. You don't know. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's my little desk. You don't know what I got.
And that was Little Deuce Coop, done by the Beach Boys from 1963. Before that, it was Jan and Dean from 1964 with their Hot Rod-inspired song, A Little Old Lady from Pasadena. And we send that out to Granny, old Leadfoot's mate, out in California. And that was preceded again by the Beach Boys with 409, done in 1962. That was preceded by Sha-na-na. Yes, Randy Bone, Sha-na-na. Get over it. And this was their live cover of the old Ray Peterson song from 1961, Tell Laura I Love Her, which they did in 1973. Before that, it was the Bee Gees from their 1968 album Horizontal with Harry Breath, their tale of a popular race car driver. And we opened up our set with the great George Jones doing his 1965 tune, Race Is On, one of my favorite country songs of all time. And now, I'll take this opportunity to remind you that Radio Free Bongo has a brand new website, radiofreebongo.com. Even recently getting a hit from Libya. You figure they'd have better things to do there, but there you go. Anyway, you can go to radiofreebongo.com and check out our website. On that, you'll find links, good links, to all sorts of music. We have Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus, The Randy Bone Show, WFTU's Let There Be Country, and we now have added some unsigned artists. Among them, we have The Swede, The Salunatics, The Good Intentions Paving Company, and The Barely Sane Band. Go check it out. Go to the links page, go root around there, and I'm sure you're going to find some music that you're going to like. On to the next set. We're going to start this set with a few songs that, if you've ever had one of those Saturday nights, you'll definitely have one of those Sunday mornings. And then after that, we'll see where the music takes us. Enjoy this next set, but don't overindulge.
Last night the blues brought sin, the blue, don't you seem to understand? was that kind of night. Trying to tell myself that my condition is improving, and if I don't die by Thursday, I'll be roaring Friday night. Went down to the snake pit to drink a little beer, listen to the jukebox, moon was coming in clear. All of a sudden I wasn't alone, picking country music with old Joe Bones. Duval Street was rocking, my eyes they started popping, because there she sat at the corner of the bar as I broke another string on my old guitar. Someone call a cab, lady, won't you pay my tab? And now my head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. Was that kind of morning? Really was that kind of night? Trying to tell myself that my condition is improving, and if I don't die by Thursday, I'll be roaring Friday night. Got to get a little orange juice and a Darvon for my head. I can't spend all day, baby, laying in the bed. I'm going down to Fausto's, get some chocolate milk. Can't spend my life in your seats of silk. I've got to find my way, crawl out and breathe the day. But now my head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. Was that kind of morning? Really was that kind of night? Trying to tell myself that my condition is improving, and if I don't die by Thursday, I'll be roaring Friday night. Let me tell you, be roaring Friday night. I mean, I'll be roaring Friday night. Morning, I sure am a mess. My head is four or five times its normal size, and I got this big old cactus stuck between my eyes. I can't recall a single thing I did or said, or the names of all the people sleeping in this bed. Tell me how, tell me how, tell me how, tell me how, tell me how much tequila did I drink last night? Did I get these cuts and bruises all over my body? Must have fallen down somehow. Well, I believe it had something to do with karate. It's all coming back to me now. I was standing in the bar with King Kong's cousin. He must have been 7'3". His elbow gave me a bump, and so I said, hey chump, would you like to step outside with me? Tell me how, tell me how, tell me how, tell me how, but tell me how much tequila did I drink last night? My mouth is full of cotton and my brain is sore. I left last night's dinner on this morning's floor. My belly is swollen and my eyeballs shrunk. I drank so much that my hair got dumb. I seen a big old worm about 10 feet long, hallucinating purple gouts. Somebody moved the furniture while I was gone. Uh-oh, this is not my house. I could call us a taxi on the telephone if I just knew where we are. I guess I'm gonna have to drive myself back home as soon as I can find the car. But tell me how, tell me how, tell me how, tell me how, how much tequila did I drink last night. All the snow has turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone.
toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they rob me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows make life difficult to see. But that's why last night and this morning always look the same to me. I hate reading old love letters, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they rob me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, that can't be won at carnivals for free. But it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how it slipped away from me.
Sympathy views the world so cynically. When asked why the poets died, she turns her face away. For she's not the loving kind, she hasn't got the time. She sees her vision fade and turns her face away. Kiss from the painter's breath, a dirge's whistled at his death. The crowd, it gathers round to see the apples fall, and the moon wells from up on high. There's no one left to paint the sky, and now the empty easel stands its back against the wall. For he's not the loving kind, he never paid no mind. There are no flowers in his hair, no dirt upon his grave. ¶¶ yesterday's Times. Today I read how Sergeant Pepper never played, and all the elephants passed away. Still nobody cried. Well, take them categorically. Then even Santa Claus ain't free. What's good for you is bad for me. I guess the papers lied, for I'm not the loving kind. I haven't got the time. My fingers have turned to brass. My eyes have turned to clay.
You always said that your love would stand the test of time. It was deeper and stronger, it was wider and longer. You could feel it was realer than mine. For me, I was the playboy, and you were the girl, good and true. That was a fairy tale that you believed in, babe. Funny thing is, I believed it too. Well, the joke's on me. Oh, the joke's on me. Oh, the joke's on me. It's been a long year now since I've seen you. Since that night you slapped me in the face, and telling me tales of your new love, you really put me in my place. Now I don't blame you for your new life. I wish I could live mine the same. You know, for a beginner, baby, really know how to play the game. Well, the joke's on me. Ah, the joke's on me.
Set with Stone, Slow and Rugged. Ever felt that way? I know I have. That was Rusty Weir from 1974. We followed that with another party animal, Jimmy Buffett, doing his classic, My Head Hurts, My Feet Stink, and I Don't Love Jesus, from his Havana Daydreaming album, 1976. After that, it was two of Jimmy's good buddies, Steve Goodman and John Prine, both party guys in their own right, doing How Much Tequila Did I Drink Last Night from 1988. Love the words to that song. And that was followed by another one from Steve Goodman and John Prine called Souvenirs, also done in 1988. Patrick Sky gave us The Loving Kind from his Reality Is Bad Enough album of 1968. And we finished up the set with The Joke's on Me. David Bromberg, 1971. Well, it's about time we got out of here, but I'm going to go ahead and give you one more because that's the kind of guy I am. And this one's a good one. I'm going to send this one out to Randy Bone, kind of make up for the sha-na-na thing. This is the Bloomington local legend, Bobby Helms, doing his country cover of the song I'm Leaving Now, also called Long Gone Daddy. This was from 1956. Enjoy. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.
All you want to do is sit around and pout. Now I got enough and I'm getting out and I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. You start your jaws a-wagging and you never stop. You never shut your mouth until I blow my top. And I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I've been in the doghouse a doggone long, but when I get a kiss I think there's something wrong. And I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you anyhow. I'm gonna do some riding on the midnight train. I'm taking everything except my ball and chain. And I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. I'm alone.